Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Lok Sabha today resumed special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said, the Indian Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police yesterday neutralized the three terrorists who were involved in the Pahalgam terror attack during Operation Mahadev. He said three rifles were seized from the terrorists which were used in the Pahalgam attack. Mr. Shah informed that the three terrorists, Suleiman Shah, Jibran and Hamza Afghani, were successfully eliminated. He said Suleiman was an A-category terrorist who was deeply involved in the Pahalgam and Gagangir terror attacks. He added that intelligence agencies have substantial evidence of his role.
कल ऑपरेशन महादेव में सुलेमान उर्फे फैजल जट अफगान और जिब्रान तीन आतंकवादी सेना सीआरपीएफ और जम्मू कश्मीर पुलिस के संयुक्त अभियान में ऑपरेशन महादेव में मारे गए। सुलेमान ए श्रेणी का लश्कर ए तोयबा का कमांडर था पहलगाम हमले में और गगनगिर आतंकी हमले में वो लिप्त था इसके ढेर सारे सबूत हमारी एजेंसियों के पास
Mr. Shah stated that Prime Minister Narendra Modi acted with unwavering resolve in response and authorized Operation Sindoor. He emphasized that security forces were instructed not to allow terrorists responsible for the Pahalgam attack to leave the country. The Home Minister hailed the country's armed forces, saying they eliminated the terrorists and dismantled their camps with surgical precision. Participating in the discussion, K. Kanimoi of the DMK said, Mr. Shah criticized the opposition and made it sound like they are less patriotic, but DMK has never failed the nation. She added that the opposition parties had extended their full support to the government following the Pahalgam terror attack. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party raised questions over the ceasefire announcement made during Operation Sindoor, accusing what pressure led to the ceasefire. Shiv Sena's Shrikant Shinde thanked the NDA government for giving him the opportunity to lead a delegation to different countries as part of the global outreach against terrorism following Operation Sindoor. Rajya Sabha is also holding a special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Indian Army and the security forces for eliminating three terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir who brutally killed 26 innocent people in Pahalgam.
22 अप्रैल को पहलगाम इलाके में 26 मासूम और निर्दोष लोगों की निर्मम हत्या कर दी थी सभापति महोदय भारत की आंतरिक और बाह्य सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करने में हमारी सेनाओं और हमारी सुरक्षा बलों की जो भूमिका रही है मैं कह सकता हूं विश्वास के साथ उसकी जितने भी सराहना की जाए वह कम है अध्यक्ष महोदय
The Business Advisory Committee has allotted 2 hours for consideration of resolution for extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months, with effect from the 13th of next month. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh made the announcement in Rajya Sabha today. Home Minister Amit Shah will move a statutory resolution in the upper house in the ongoing monsoon session of Parliament to extend President's rule in the state. The 27-hour and 30-minute countdown for NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, or NISAR, slated for launch tomorrow, began this afternoon at 14:10 hours Indian Standard Time. NISAR is the first joint satellite mission of the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and American Space Agency, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, conducted 2 consecutive successful flight tests of the Pralay missile on the 28th and 29th of July from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. The test validated the missile's maximum and minimum range capability with pinpoint accuracy. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, the armed forces and the industry for the successful flight test. And U.S. and Chinese officials began a second day of talks in Stockholm today to resolve the long-standing economic disputes between the world's two biggest economies. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and China's Vice Premier He Lifeng are attending the meeting. And that is the end of this news bulletin.